Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 43, Do What You Love, Love What You Do, with Dr. Brad Miller.
Hi, this is Jerome Daly. I'm author of Monk in the Marketplace. I'm excited to be with my friend Dr. Brad Miller today. We share a passion for helping leaders thrive. Brad is particularly passionate about helping people overcome adversity and finding a life of promise through this podcast, The Pathway to Promise.
You're on The Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to The Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to The Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. What an honor and a privilege it is for you to join me today. I'm here to offer some encouragement and hope in your life, hopefully to give you some tools to help you overcome adversity and to find a pathway in your life to peace, prosperity, and purpose. Today, we're sharing an episode which is also can be found on our new YouTube channel, Pathway to Promise YouTube. You can find it there. And so you'll hear some references to YouTube on this audio here. I think you can understand that. So appreciate your indulgence with that. If you want to find out more about me and about what we do here in Pathway to Promise, head on over to pathwaypromise.com, our blog and a webpage website there. And there you can also pick up the resource, the free resource, the 4-minute way to frame your day for success. I think you'll enjoy it and find it helpful. So right now, let's get into the teaching that can be helpful to you to overcome adversity in your life right now. Hello, good people, and welcome to Pathway to Promise YouTube channel with Dr. Brad Miller. That's me. We're here to encourage you and give you stories and of hope and encouragement. Today, we're talking about do what you love, love what you do. The Pathway to Promise YouTube channel is here to help give you hope and if you and encouragement and tell you great stories that can help encourage you and give you the tools to help you overcome adversity. And you can go to our website, pathwaypromise.com, to get more information or check out our podcast, Pathway to Promise Podcast. Also, if you like us, do your thing. Make your comments below and give us a thumbs up and subscribe. We would really appreciate it. Now, do what you love, love what you do. One of the things I love to do is read, and there's just a famous author by the name of Isaac Asimov. Some of you are fans of Isaac Asimov, of his great, great intellectual curiosity and his writing, which is just soars because of all the science fiction type of stuff that he's involved with, and it's good stuff. A prolific writer, and there's a book about him called Asimov Laughs Again, and in this book, which we'll put the link to it in our notes down below. As Isaac Asimov relates how there was an incident or a story when he was interviewed by Barbara Walters in one of her TV specials. Now, she's recent years been on the TV show The View, but for many years she had specials on a regular basis where she would interview great figures of our time. And so she was interviewing Isaac Asimov about his books that he'd written, and she asked him how many books he had written, and he asked, and he was a large number, dozens of books. And she asked him, "Don't you ever want to do anything else but write?" And he said, "No." And she pressed on him a little bit, "Don't you want to go hunting or fishing or dancing or hiking or do something else?" And then he said, "No, no, no, no." He was adamant about it. And she continued, "Now, what would you do if you had a medical appointment and the doctor said you only had 6 months to live?" And Isaac Asimov said to her, "Type faster." Type faster. He knew what he was about. He knew what his life was all about. It was about writing and writing and writing. And he lived out his passion. His passion lived through him. He spent his life doing what he loved. And you know what? Isn't it really the goal for all of us in so many ways to spend your life doing what you love? And so many of us don't. We feel stuck in some dead-end way of life, or maybe a job or a situation that we feel stuck in. George Burns, a comedian, he's been dead for quite a while, but he said this: I honestly think it's better to be a failure at something you love than to be a success at something that you hate. Now, I understand that some of us feel stuck and we feel it's hard to get out of the places that we're stuck. But we can make incremental steps. We can start taking action to do what we love. Maybe that's like Isaac Asimov. Maybe it's writing, but maybe you're not writing all the time. Maybe you're writing for 10 minutes a day. Whatever it is, do something that you have passion about. And you can venture step by step into the unknown a little bit of doing your passion, doing your bliss. It's scary. Of course it is. It's scary to do things. It's a little bit scary for me to be on these YouTube videos. I'm used to public speaking, but I haven't done a lot of stuff on video. But you know what? When you take a risk, that's often the most fulfilling thing that you can do. I've heard it said, you know, the reason you go out on the edge of a limb, because that's where the fruit is at. So let me ask you this. If you're satisfied with what you're doing and you're passionate about what you're doing, yay, awesome, go for it. Have fun with that and expand on that. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling a place where you are not being fed and you're not alive and you're not doing your passion and you're not doing your Isaac Asimov thing of type faster, then start taking action to do something about it. Maybe it's time to do something a little less familiar, a little less safe, and to do something to follow your heart. When you do that, you're going to live in hope and grace and be encouraged. And you will be able to overcome those adversities in your life and get yourself on a path of peace, prosperity, and purpose, which is exactly what we're about here on the Pathway to Promise YouTube channel and our podcast, Pathway to Promise. And you can check us out at pathwaypromise.com. And we hope that you'll join us on these episodes and, you know, like and subscribe and comment, all that kind of stuff. And we can be helpful to one another. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller. I want to encourage you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise. Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.